And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. State health officials are acknowledging the strain Oklahoma hospitals are under during the current COVID surge, but say they have abandoned plans for a statewide contract to bring in more health care workers. Deputy State Health Commissioner Keith Reed says an agreement on a scale big enough to make a difference for all hospitals is unworkable.
Not the least of which is trying to get the actual number we would need statewide, because in doing so, we actually create a bit of a competition with the hospitals we're trying to serve as well, because they are also working direct.
Oklahoma Hospital Association President Patty Davis says it would be good to be able to use students and recently retired doctors to bolster their staffs like they did under the governor's now expired emergency declaration.
The thing that would be very helpful is if we had the same flexibility with the Board of Nursing to be able to use students like we did before and retirees.
Governor Kevin Stitt, who hasn't held a COVID-19 press briefing since March, has said he has no plans to issue another emergency declaration. State Health Commissioner Dr. Lance Fry says he believes what Davis is asking for can be done without one. Reaction from top Oklahoma Republicans has been swift following President Biden's announcement yesterday of plans to get more Americans vaccinated. One of Biden's policies will be to require all employers with more than 100 employees to perform weekly COVID tests on all unvaccinated workers. In a statement, the governor says he will fight back against what he calls federal overreach. Quote, "It is not the government's role to dictate to private businesses what to do," unquote. Junior U.S. Senator James Lankford said in a statement that while he and his family are vaccinated, he does not want any Oklahoman to feel they have to be. Congressman Kevin Hern said the testing or vaccination policy is a sprint to socialism. Volunteers are getting ready to help resettle roughly 800 Afghan refugees expected to arrive in the Tulsa area over the coming days and weeks. Deacon Kevin Sartorius is the CEO of Catholic Charities of Eastern Oklahoma.
Catholic Charities has been so fortunate in that people or groups have stepped forward really in mass to say that we want to recognize and be hospitable to these folks as they arrive.
Sartorius says they expect about 200 families to arrive in Tulsa. All of them have at least one member who helped the U.S. during the war. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.